Opononi was once the site of the Hokianga Harbour's port facilities. The stone walls along Opononi seafront were constructed from rock ballast used in timber ships which were sailed out from Australia by convicts. During the summer of 1955 to 1956, Opononi became famous for a wild young female bottlenose dolphin named Opo that became a national attraction. Opo paid many regular visits to the town and played with children and learned to perform numerous tricks. Towards the end of the summer, on March 8, 1956, the New Zealand government decided to accord Opo government protection, and the Fisheries Dolphin Protection Regulation became law. Opo had not appeared on that day, and on March 9th, the country went into mourning when she was found dead, jammed among rocks where the tide ran from a large rock pool. It is believed that Opo was killed, some say accidentally, by fishermen illegally fishing with dynamite. Opo was buried on shore at Opononi. Near the shore is a carved stone monument of a small boy with Opo, the friendly dolphin.